We continue with a medical theme. It is today World Premature Baby Day, World Preemie Day, and I know that other presenters on the radio station have, through the week and the build-up to the actual day of premature babies, been talking to people involved with the treatment of premature babies and some of the issues and challenges around that. We speak now to Professor Alan Horn, who's a neonatologist and brain cooling expert. Alan, a very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm glad to say that I was not a premature baby. All of my problems are down to other things. why brain cooling? Why is that important in the arena of premature babies?
Well, brain cooling is more in the domain of term babies, but it does overlap a little bit with preterm babies. We generally will offer brain cooling to term babies and what we call nearly term babies who have suffered a suspected period of decreased oxygen or blood perfusion of their brain around the time of birth.
Yeah. Okay, and your particular interest in this and the service we can perhaps perform for you on the radio this afternoon?
Well, we are one of a few tertiary centres who offer brain cooling to babies who we suspect have had these issues. And one of the challenges we have is getting babies who are born outside of a tertiary centre, which is actually the majority of these babies, to our centre in time, because there's a certain window of opportunity, as it were, that we have, which spans about 6 hours in most cases, but the earlier we start cooling, the better. So we have to make decisions regarding cooling for babies who are born as far afield as Khayelitsha from Scroutskeer or Mitchell's Plain or outlying areas in the Western Cape. We have to decide if they warrant being transferred the distance for the cooling, and that involves assessing them using generally an EEG. And what we are wanting to do is to raise interest and raise funds so that we can place a very basic form of EEG at our referral hospitals.
Okay, but is this the sophisticated equipment only at Groetskeer then?
Well, at Groetskeer and other cooling units, Tigerberg Hospital also offer cooling.
And Red Cross?
Red Cross wouldn't do cooling of newborns with this condition. There is cooling going on at Mowbray Maternity Hospital and some cooling also at Somerset Hospital. But Tigerberg and Groetskeer are two of the major tertiary centres that offer it.
How problematic is that period where the child, the just born, might need brain cooling, that the gap between that decision being taken and them arriving at a hospital which has a cooling unit?
Yeah, John, it's a critical period. If one waits too long, then the cooling won't make any difference at all. And the issue is, once we start cooling, we've got a baby in an intensive care unit who might otherwise not have been in an intensive care unit for 3 days. So we drop the body temperature, the core body temperature, down to about 33.5 degrees. So it's a decrease of about 4 degrees, and we hold it there for three days. And so if we miss the opportunity, then there's implications for the baby's outcome. It's not the only thing which can make a difference to the baby, but it's the only treatment that's been shown to make a substantial difference to the baby.
Okay.
So we would need to treat about six babies before we can make a difference to one, but the difference you make to that one will be profound.
Okay. And in an ideal public health system, I don't know if such a beast exists anywhere on the globe, but then, the referral hospitals would have the basic EEG machine that we were talking about, and it would be provided with public money. But in South Africa, that's not the case. So you kind of have to resort to the begging bowl. I mean that in the best possible way in order to get the stuff.
Well, usually EEGs have been in the domain of tertiary, sometimes secondary hospitals. So it's not surprising that they don't have it. But what has happened in the last decade is a new form of EEG called AEEG, a little A in front of it, which is a much simpler form of EEG to interpret and which we can send photographs of so we can help them with that interpretation process. And that helps us make a far more concrete and objective opinion as to whether the baby needs to be referred for cooling therapy.
And how much does a lowercase a EEG machine cost?
Well, just shy of R500,000.
Ouch.
We have been in negotiations with the suppliers, and we've managed to get that figure down to about 350,000, give or take, which is a substantial reduction.
Yeah.
So we're wanting to raise money for just one so that we can put it at one of our referral centers. And then if all goes well, then this would be something that could be rolled out to other centers. We have actually placed a machine at one of our hospitals already, and it has prevented the unnecessary referral of babies. We're talking about 50 babies a year, we estimate from our figures, that get unnecessarily separated from their mothers. They come to us, we assess them, we determine they don't need cooling, and then they go back in another ambulance the very next day. So it's using a lot of resources that could otherwise be directed to more urgent matters rather than babies who actually don't need cooling.
One always hopes in a situation of an interview like this, Alan, that somebody is listening who has the keys to a CSI vault at a company, works for a company that likes to work in the medical arena with its CSI I work. And one hopes that person is listening and then decides to act, because R350,000 is a lot of money. It's not easily found and donated. If there is somebody listening who is able to make a significant donation, or perhaps even carry the cost of one of these machines, to which website should we drive them?
Well, so all our fundraising at Kruutskeer Hospital is driven through the Newborns Trust, which they can reach on the internet at newborns.org.za. They obviously don't need to be giving us the entire amount. This is something that can be the sum of small parts, and the more people that are interested in it, the better. We've got a lot of other initiatives going on at the moment as well.
Good luck with all of those, Professor Alan Horn, neonatologist and brain cooling expert.